born. Courts in New South Wales dismissed an appeal from several media companies last week, upholding a ruling which held them accountable for comments on their Facebook page. The ruling was handed down last year in the pre-trial for Dylan Voller's lawsuit against the Sydney Morning Herald, Sky News and The Australian, amongst other organisations. Voller is suing the companies over comments on articles reporting about him. In the appeal ruling, judges noted that it was immaterial that the comments had been deleted soon after, holding the news institutions accountable for all comments made on their Facebook page. To find out more about this change, Ryan Stanton asked Baron Alder, partner at the firm of solicitors Moray and Agnew, what was the significance of the case?
The significance of the case is that it has affirmed that at least in New South Wales, people who run Facebook sites can be held liable as publishers of third-party comments that are made on those posts, if they are not aware that those posts are being made.
This was an appeal for a pre-trial ruling. Does this mean at the actual trial, the publishers may not be found to have been accountable for the comments on their posts?
The story is not over for the media publishers. That's right. There's a lot of other issues to be determined before the media publishers will be found liable. The Court of Appeal in this case was just considering a particular issue that the parties decided ought to be determined in advance of all of the other issues, because if it had been determined one particular way, it would have meant that there was no need to hear the other issues. So the parties decided it was a more efficient way of dealing with things. The other interesting issues are, as I say, whether or not the Broadcasting Services Act, which is a federal act, can affect the application of state defamation acts when it comes to internet services providers. There's also the question of whether the defence of innocent dissemination is available for the media organisations.
Richard Ackland, at the time of the original decision, wrote that this would encourage lawyers to search for defamatory nuggets of gold on posts from media corporations. Have we seen an increase in defamation cases taking aim at the publishers as opposed to the commenters?
I'm not sure about that. Probably the answer at the moment is no, because this decision, or at least the Court of Appeals decision, is fairly new. It's a fairly novel development. It's a development in the law. I think you can reasonably expect that phenomenon to occur, that people will go trawling internet sites looking for, as Richard Ackland says, nuggets of gold.
The judges said that it was immaterial that the comments had been deleted so soon after the moderators became aware of them. Does this mean people are liable for any comment on something they post, no matter how they may deal with it?
Correct. The law is, and this is an old High Court decision from 1928, the decision of Webb and Block. It says that effectively anyone who is instrumental or has intentionally lent his assistance to publication of defamatory material will be regarded as a publisher of that defamatory material. This case was considered whether or not the media organisations who host these Facebook pages can be said to be instrumental in and participate in the publication of these posts.
If anybody can be held accountable, does this open the door to sue individuals for comments made on their social media posts?
It's possible. It's possible. I suspect the reason why it's the media organisations that have been targeted in this case is because they're seen as having enough wherewithal behind them, financial wherewithal behind them to meet a judgment. Very often suing an individual is not a particularly practical way to proceed. It does happen because people do want to vindicate their reputations, even if it costs them a lot of money, and even if they're not likely to get a lot of money out of it at the end of the day by way of a verdict.
We've talked a lot about possibilities and probabilities resulting from this decision, as it is still only the pre-trial that we're discussing. What should we pay attention to when the actual trial gets underway?
Well, the issue yet to be decided, I think, is whether or not the federal legislation can trump state defamation laws when it comes to internet hosts. I think the answer to that is it's a pretty good argument, and one of the judges in this appeal thought it had some merit. The other two didn't deal with it. So whoever hears the case below, back in the Supreme Court, will be faced with this fairly persuasive comments by Justice Baston, says that any state law that affects an internet host is of no effect to the extent that it's inconsistent with the federal law. So I think that's going to be a really, really big issue. And I think that the media litigants in this case will be running that argument fairly strongly.
Baron Alder, partner at Solicitors Moray and Agnew, speaking with Ryan Stanton there.